The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth.
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host... Normal's outreach coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Tuesday, June 7th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. We are so glad to have you here, and it's going to be a great one today. We got all sorts of news, interviews, and new music to bring to you, as we always do here at 1 o'clock Pacific time every weekday at live.normal.org. Joining us in the studio today is not Ganja John. He's out again today, but we've got Calico the intern sitting in.
Aloha, Russ.
And, oh, we're on the overhead cam now.
Hey.
Hi, overhead cam. We had a
bird's eye view.
We got to figure out where all the cams are now. I've moved everything around. So let's see if this gives us a Calico the intern. Nope, that's not it. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're here. We can hear you, and that's what's important. Also joining us from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is Cannabis Carrie.
Hello. Hey, for those stashers that can't see Calico, I just want to tell you, he's adorable.
There we go. I found Calico Cam. There it is.
Perfect.
Cannabis Carrie brings us our hemp headlines right at the beginning of the show after our first break. So what do we have in the news today?
Well, today we have a representative that says marijuana, or at least medical marijuana, should be treated exactly the same way we treat wolves. What? I'll explain that later. Also, I'm going to give you an update on two California cannabis reform bills and their fate. And Russ, I'm going to take you to the Connecticut House floor. On Saturday, they had a special session, and it was so littered with reefer madness, you're going to have a ball deconstructing it all.
Okay, I'll save some extra room in the note space for that, I suppose. Thanks, Carrie. Also coming up on today's show, it is Electric Tuesday. We always bring you the best in electronic, experimental, trance, ambient type of music, but today we bring you, dare I say it, science! That's right, there is a new Symphony of Science song out. It's called Ode to the Brain, and I can tell you this right off the bat, Russ's brain loves it. Coming up also at half past the hour, we're going to speak with Paul Armentano, Normal's deputy director. He is here to talk about a promotion going on from Chelsea Green Books, the publishers of Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? Great deal on the book, as well as an interesting controversy, and that leads me to my radical rant. We're going to talk about that controversy as we come up at the end of the show, 45 past the radical rant on the Marijuana is Safer book. So stick around for that. And for those of you who are listening live, you can stick around for hour two, our Toker Talk Radio. In Toker Talk Radio, we're going to watch the latest video from Normal TV, where Normal founder and now current legal counsel Keith Stropp explains the religious use defense that people may try to escape charges for cannabis cultivation and use, and the viability of such defenses. That's in the Normal TV segment coming up in hour two. Also, we're going to be playing tunes in hour two, and we usually mix up the music as we're hanging out and talking to people and taking calls. Today, the tunes have all a special theme to them. Yes, of course, they're all about marijuana, but also another special theme to all of these songs that, well, it'll be interesting. You'll just have to stay tuned for hour two and check that out. It's Toker Talk Radio here live at 2 o'clock Pacific at live.normal.org, where we take your calls at 971-533-7111. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be back with Cannabis Carry and our hemp headlines. So please stick around. It's Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation. You can also check us out on Twitter. We are at NormalNet. You can follow me at Radical Russ. You can follow Kaliko at K-A-L-I-K-O 8705.
Yeah, nice
of
that.
Wow, and Cannabis Carry, Cannabis K-A-R-R-I.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapist will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
The world's greatest cannabis competition is coming back to the Bay Area. Over 100 strains of medical marijuana will go head-to-head to see who's the dankest in California. Indicas, sativas, hybrids, concentrates, edibles, plus THC, CBD, and CBN testing. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, June 25th and 26th at the Concourse Exhibition Center in San Francisco. It's gonna be awesome! Get your tickets at MedCanCup.com.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization and regulation and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. At Normal, we've been prepping for this debate for 40 years.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
A representative in Montana had a novel approach to the regulation of medical marijuana, suggesting that the feds leave control up to the states, just as they have now done with the Northern Rocky Mountain gray wolf. This year, the western states will be allowed to decide their own managing of the situation since gray wolves were delisted in state government budgets. Representative Diane Sands proposed the idea to delist marijuana in an email that she sent to some of her Democratic colleagues. She said that she will also send the letter to her Republican legislators and Governor Brian Schweitzer as well. In an interview on Monday, Representative Sands said that medical marijuana acceptance and regulation is at a unique period in time, and now is when it should be addressed by the federal government. Representative Sands says that at present, there is little a state legislature can do to try and regulate medical marijuana, since the feds are keeping the hands of state lawmakers bound by keeping it illegal on a federal level, but allowing the states to continue running medical marijuana programs. With so many legal medical users of marijuana in the United States now and an entire industry that supports many Americans, there is an uncertainty to medical marijuana patients and their families that comes with a varying approach and opinion of medical marijuana by different presidents and their appointed attorney generals and department heads. Representative Sands says there is no stability for the medical marijuana consumer. According to her email, she wrote in part, "I think we all agree that states have an extremely limited ability to act and regulate medical marijuana, given the U.S. Attorney's most recent letter about the implication of marijuana's controlled substance status. It seems clear that no initiative, state legislation, or state court action can expand regulatory authority if the federal government chooses to exercise the Controlled Substances Act restrictions. It appears to me that there is a window of opportunity to change the federal status if states act together to request a delist and provide for state regulation model similar to wolf management." Earlier this year, gray wolves that were on the federal endangered species were delisted under a federal budget bill that barred further court challenges on how states manage their own wolf populations. She says governors of medical marijuana states should push the federal government in the effort to delist medical marijuana. Her colleague in the legislature and the sponsor of the recent restrictive Montana bill that will push many patients off the enrollment of the program said he disagrees with Ms. Sand's approach. Jeff Essman said that he favors letting the U.S. Food and Drug Administration study prescription drugs like Sativex and treat marijuana like other medicine. Of course, Representative Essman would first like the FDA to study it for a few more years.
Yeah, there needs to be more study. I guess 19,000 published studies on cannabis and cannabinoids just aren't quite enough. I guess 5,000 years of safe, effective use in human history just isn't enough. Somebody might die one of these days from it. We better test it another 10 years. No. It's been studied quite enough. It's safe and effective. It's one of the safest therapeutically active substances known to man. We've known that since 1988 when a DEA judge said so. Kudos to Representative Diane Sands here for coming up with an analogy that might work for some of the Intermountain West kind of rural states like where I come from Idaho, talking about delisting it, delisting marijuana like we delisted wolves. It's a really good turn of phrase because really what we're talking about here is descheduling marijuana, taking marijuana off of the controlled substances schedule at the federal level. Just for the federal government to say, we don't care. It's marijuana. Do with it what you will. Which has really got some historical precedent to it. This is how alcohol prohibition was managed to end. The federal government, we repealed the 21st Amendment. We repealed the government, repealed the acts there and just said, we're not going to be involved with it. You still want to be a dry state? You want to be a dry county? Whatever, go ahead. That's your thing. We just don't have a federal case to press here. This is exactly how the federal government needs to move forward on marijuana. There may be some states that, and realize that every state, in addition, has its own Controlled Substances Act. So if the federal government delists marijuana, that doesn't make marijuana legal in all 50 states all of a sudden. This can make it available for the states to decide how they want to proceed, and we will hope they go forward with that for sure. So we'll keep you posted as we get more information.
In California, two cannabis reform bills have had different fates. First up, the state assembly vote to strengthen the power of cities to regulate medical marijuana. Assemblyman Bob Blumenfeld of Los Angeles says that the ambiguity in California over who has the authority over marijuana collectives has led to higher crime and illegal sales. He introduced Assembly Bill 1300 that would allow cities and local governments to make decisions over locations, licensing, taxation, hours, and other rules regarding medical marijuana distribution. The bill is feared by collective operators in cities that have taken a stand against their industry. With the new power given to municipalities with AB 1300, some cities may sue dispensaries out of business, like the many collectives in Los Angeles that have been out of compliance, according to the city. The bill was passed by a 53-1 margin and has been handed over to the Senate. The lone dissenter on the vote was Assemblyman Tom Amiano of San Francisco, who wanted the bill to include the term dispensaries, hoping that adding that term would help add legitimacy to storefront operations, which have been the target of federal raids. Now, Assembly Bill 1017 that would have reduced the criminal penalties for smaller amounts of marijuana cultivation from a mandatory felony to one that would mean the DA would have the option of charging a suspect with a misdemeanor in some cases has failed. That bill was sponsored by Assemblyman Amiano, and it fell in a 36-24 vote. Del Geringer, the director of California Normal, said that with the state under court order to reduce its prison population, it is irresponsible to maintain present penalties for nonviolent drug offenses. He says it makes no sense to keep growing marijuana a felony when assault, battery, and petty theft are all classified as misdemeanors. He accused lawmakers of caving to the state's law enforcement establishment that has a vested interest in maximizing drug crime.
Yeah, that's just about the way it works, exactly. It's hard to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on him not understanding it. That, of course, is the famous Upton Sinclair quote. Again, the proper thing to do here, and we had the opportunity with Proposition 19 a couple of years ago or a year ago there in California, but it's just coming to the point where people are beginning to recognize there's no other reasonable alternative. 40 years of experience here in trying to eradicate marijuana plants and imprison all their users, is not working. It's obvious to everyone who looks at the problem in an objective way, and it's going to continue to get more and more obvious and worse as we see that violence continue to escalate on our southern border and cross into America. So it's time to legalize marijuana, just not just for the tax revenue, but for our safety and our future.
And a decrim bill that is moving forward in Connecticut was slammed in a special session held on Saturday in the Connecticut House of by Republican Senator Tony Boucher. The bill narrowly passed in the Senate after a split vote of 18 to 18 that was broken by Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman casting the tie-breaking vote in favor of the bill. Wyman was acting on behalf of the Governor Daniel Malloy, who is in favor of decriminalization measures in the state. Senator Boucher accused Governor Malloy on the floor of promoting the bill because the governor's son, quote, has had serious problems with drugs, calling the governor's interest personal. Back in 2007, one of the governor's sons was charged with selling marijuana. He was given 5 years probation and 3 years of a suspended jail sentence. Now, in 2009, while he was on probation, the same son was arrested again for allegedly attempting to rob a man at gunpoint to steal his marijuana. He was given 5 more years of probation and a 10-year suspended jail sentence for the second arrest. Senate Bill 1014, if passed by the House today or tomorrow, would let citizens that are caught with less than a half an ounce of marijuana face a $150 fine now for the first offense, and then $200 to $500 for any subsequent arrests. When asked about the current laws in Connecticut that can punish a first-time offender by a fine of $1,000 and jailed up to 1 year in prison, and a second offense, no matter how small of an amount, is a felony punishable by a $3,000 fine and 5 years in prison, Senator Boucher said that those that get arrested in her state for simple marijuana possession are rarely or never prosecuted, adding that convictions for possession are often the result of pleading down in cases where the suspect was nabbed for burglary or weapons charges or chose to plead guilty to lesser charges. She also warned the floor that the groups that are promoting decriminalization bills, like Normal, have stated that the ultimate design is for full legalization, implying that a vote for decrim is a vote for legalized marijuana. She said she is in favor of one of the last minute amendments that was tacked on to the bill, that underage offenders who get caught multiple times must enter a drug treatment program at their own expense, but added that just wasn't enough to garner support for the bill. She pointed out that no Republican state senators support this bill, and neither did 4 Democratic senators. She told the floor that one joint was equal to 5 cigarettes in terms of the dangerous side effects, and that parents are often left to deal with the after effects of the drug, along with the engineered potency level of marijuana growers, making it, quote, 10 to 100 times more potent, increasing dependency. She said growers and sellers are making more potent pot because it's such a lucrative business. Senator Boucher went on like that for more than 40 minutes, spitting out reefer madness talking points and throwing out unbelievable statistics. After her rant on the floor, someone asked her for her sources of information, to which she responded, quote, I have 254 sources, citing Harvard Medical School and the Center for Disease Control, as well as studies from America, England, and Australia. Then she added, the other side as a group and has people who specifically work at disputing anything negative about the claims of the positive effects of marijuana.
Okay, well, that's interesting, but good to know in breaking news right now that it seems to have gone for naught for this senator, because according to what I'm reading here on Fox News Connecticut, the Senate in Connecticut has narrowly approved legislation on Saturday. That's right, narrowly approved it, which criminalizes the small amounts of marijuana. The measure passed after the lieutenant governor broke the 18-18 tie. It's now going to the House of Representatives for final legislative action. So we've gotten it out of the Senate. It's on its way to the House. We are going to try to get Eric Williams from Campaigns One, who's also our coordinator of Connecticut Normal. We'll get him on the phone as best we can in the second half of this hour. While we're on break, we'll try to set that up with a coverage of this breaking news here at Normal Show Live. Thank you, Carrie, for that that news update there. And yeah, as far as this guy calling out the governor's son for having problems with drugs, that he might have a personal vested interest in it. Yeah. Okay. Could it be perhaps that, you know, our politicians should have personal vested interests in some of the issues that they're bringing up? When you realize how this war on drugs does affect your family, does affect your children, and
Yeah, of course he's going to have a vested interest in this. This is part of governing this country, is to understand how this affects people. And the representative, a governor, a senator, they're no different than the rest of us. And if his son does have a problem like this, certainly, you know, locking him up is not going to solve any problem. Locking up for his marijuana use. Let's make this legal so he's not having to stick up anyone or rob anyone to get his marijuana. He can just go to the store and buy some.
Great time, huh?
Yeah, we got to take a break. I'm having some problems with the room. We're going to reboot the room. Sorry about the streaming problems. We'll do what we can to fix it. Back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
You want to legalize it? Call your congressman today. 202-224-3121. It's free, it's easy, and you don't even have to give your name, just your zip code, and they'll hook you up to your congressman. Call 202-224-3121 and tell Congress you support marijuana legalization.
Liberate your mind, liberate your mind.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Warning, Neil deGrasse Tyson may grab you off the street at any minute.
I know that the molecules in my body are traceable to phenomenon in the cosmos. That makes me want to grab people in the street and say, have you heard this? The
beauty of this is Normal Show Live. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electric music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and experimental. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's daily Toker Tunes.
All right. For this Electric Tuesday Daily Toker Tunes, we get another chance to engage in science. It's one of my favorite things. Of course, I grew up watching Carl Sagan on the Cosmos TV show as a kid. And, you know, of course, at the time, did not realize that he was a lifelong cannabis consumer and credit it with giving him a lot of insights to not just science, but art and music and love and eating. You know, he said it all, made it all better. So I completely concur. And I was turned on to this
this website, symphonyofscience.com, when we got this first song that featured Carl Sagan singing whale songs, and it was A Glorious Dawn was the name of the song, and then that led to a whole bunch of remixes and a whole bunch of other tunes that people put together, which are basically samples of Carl Sagan and Stephen Hawking and Neil deGrasse Tyson and all these other great physicists, astronomers, scientists, and thinkers, and auto-tuned their voices to make a compelling musical narrative. So here's the latest one from Symphony of Science. This one is called Ode to the Brain, and with any luck, we'll get to watch it on video as well.
It's amazing to consider that I'm holding in my hands the place where someone once felt, thought, and loved for centuries. Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about.
Here is this mass of jelly you can hold in the palm of your hand. And it can contemplate the vastness of interstellar space.
Contemplate the vastness. The brain has evolved from the inside out.
Its structure reflects all the stages through which it has passed.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy.
Rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom, like a walnut.
What we know is included in cells called neurons,
and there are something like 100 trillion neural connections.
This intricate and marvelous network of neurons has been called an enchanted loom. An enchanted loom.
The neurons store sounds to and snatches of music.
Whole orchestras play inside our heads.
20 million volumes worth of information is inside the heads of every one of us.
The brain is a very big place.
It's a very small space.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems.
In the form of energy.
Of the reptile brain, we can change ourselves. Think of the possibilities.
Think of your brain as a newspaper. Think of all the information it can store, but it doesn't take up too much room because it's full. Think of all the information it can store.
We see with the eyes, but we see with the brain as well. And seeing with the brain. Imagination.
The brain can contemplate the vast
brain. The brain has evolved in successive stages.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media, and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
We are each of us a multitude.
I'm suddenly feeling wisely fungible.
There isn't the sharp line dividing humans.
Or maybe fungibly wuzzy.
It's a very wuzzy line. It's a very wuzzy line, and it's getting wuzzier all the time.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
We find animals doing things that we, in our arrogance...
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
Guys, here we go. We've got the top six answers on the board. Name something that gets passed around. Chris.
A joint.
A joint.
This is Normal Show Live, where a joint is always the right answer.
Now, Chris, I don't know what 100 people you thought we were talking to at some nice little mall across good old America, but I'm pretty sure the people didn't tell the survey people, hey, an illegal drug. Let's turn around and see how many weed heads are out there with Chris. A joint!
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com.
Normal has been the place to go for the latest studies and news on marijuana science, policy, and activism. For over a decade, one man at Normal has written and reviewed more studies and news stories regarding marijuana than most anyone on the planet. First as senior policy analyst and now as deputy director, Normal's Paul Armentano has written for major newspapers, academic journals, and magazines on the subject of cannabis and is frequently requested as an expert witness in the courtroom. His knowledge and experience are an amazing asset to the cannabis community. Available to you now in a segment we call Behind the Headlines with Paul Armentano.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are glad to have Paul Armentano joining us by telephone from the Bay Area at his home. Welcome back, Paul.
Yes, hello, Russ.
Hi, Paul. That sound effect was just the fairies welcoming you here to Normal Show Live. Glad to have you back. Of course, we've got you here today because we were contacted by the folks at Chelsea Green. They're the publishers behind the excellent book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? And I was wanted to have you on here so you could tell folks about the big special and just how popular this book has become.
Sure, I would love to do so, but before I get to that, I do have some breaking news that is related to one of your news stories that you talked about just a few minutes ago, and that is that the Connecticut House of Representatives has, as of moments ago, passed the decriminalization bill, Senate Bill 1014.
Oh.
That is going to send it to Governor Malloy, who is expected to sign it, as he has been one of the major proponents of that legislation. Once that decriminalized personal use of marijuana and possession of marijuana by adults.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, I had covered that the Senate had broken the tie with the lieutenant governor, and then so now it went to the House, and the House passed it, so it's just a governor's signature away?
Yes, the Senate had voted on it Saturday. As you reported correctly, it was actually a tie vote, and the lieutenant governor, who is the representative in the legislature of the governor and gets the vote, in the Senate when you have these sort of tie votes. She voted to break the tie, moving the bill to the House. The House approved it literally within the last 15 minutes.
Oh, man, that is excellent news. And I'm, I was trying to get on break, trying to get Eric on the line, too, that we could possibly talk to him. I'll see if I can still do that at the end of the show. So, and
sure, and I'll have a blog post on Normal's front page that should be up literally moments after I get off the phone with you.
Okay. And as far as Connecticut's governor goes, it's expected that he's going to sign this?
Yes, in fact, it was what's known in Connecticut as a governor's bill, which means his office was involved in drafting the language and promoting those language.
Oh, that is fantastic. So this will be now the 14th state in the United States to have decriminalization in some effect. How does its statute, its decriminalization bill, stack up against the other decrims in other states?
It will be similar to the decriminalization bills in several states in that it will make possession a non-criminal offense, and so it is making it a civil penalty. There are some states, like Ohio, for instance, where even though the penalty for marijuana possession is a fine only, by statute, it is still designated to be a criminal offense. Mm. That will not be the case in Connecticut. It will be similar to Massachusetts, where possession is considered to be a non-criminal, fine only offense. So there will be no arrest, there would be no criminal record, there would be no court date. This would be dealt in as a civil matter, similar to the way one would deal with a minor traffic infraction by simply mailing in the payment of a small fine. Paraphernalia would also be included under the statute, and the limit for the amount that is covered under the decrim statute would be 1/2 of 1 ounce or less.
Hmm. All right. Well, that is fantastic and great news for us to be able to break here on Normal Show Live. I'm so so excited about this. You know, it's nice to see some activism, some reform happening on the East Coast states. We talk so much about California medical marijuana and Oregon decriminalization and all that. It's good to see stuff happening in the East Coast. And I want to give, thanks to Eric Williams with CampaignsOne.com and his great work he's been doing with Connecticut Normal and getting that chapter reformed. This is very exciting times, Paul.
Yes, it is. And Eric worked very, very hard, as did many activists in Connecticut. You know, this was a bill that pundits were saying, even as recently as 2 weeks ago, did not have the political support to get out of committee, that it did not have the political support to get through the Senate. And now here we are just some days later with literally just 24 hours ago in the Connecticut legislature with this measure being sent to the governor. And I want to stress to people, you know, this is a very big deal. Connecticut may become the 14th state to decriminalize marijuana, but it's only the second state since 2001 mm-hmm. to decriminalize marijuana possession legislatively, and it's only the third state since 2001 to decriminalize marijuana for adults, Massachusetts being the third, but that was done by state initiative. So this is a very difficult political win to gain legislatively.
Mm, yeah, very, very exciting news. All right, let's talk about the Chelsea Green situation. I've got the book here, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? And this has become an interesting controversy on Facebook involving this. Chelsea Green has got a special going on this week for to get a copy of Marijuana is Safer. Tell us a little bit about the special and the Facebook controversy.
Sure. Marijuana is Safer is a book that I co-wrote with Steve Fox, who is currently with the Marijuana Policy Project, and Mason Tvert, who runs the group Safer out in Colorado. And this was published by Chelsea Green in 2009. And around that time, we put out a Facebook page dedicated to the book Marijuana is Safer. And it very quickly became one of the most popular Facebook pages on that social network site. In fact, if you look at all the books that have Facebook pages, and this includes the Bible, Marijuana is Safer is actually in the top 60 of all Facebook pages. It's more popular than Dracula, than the Twilight series, than
wow.
Jane Eyre, than virtually any book you can imagine. And just this week, we surpassed over 500,000 Facebook fans. So to sort of commemorate hitting that mark, Chelsea Green, the publisher, said that starting today and through this week, individuals can order Marijuana Is Safer at a discount. Normally the book retails for $14.95. If you order the book through Chelsea Green this week, an individual can obtain the book for just $5.99. So a major discount.
Yeah.
And people can do that by going to ChelseaGreen.com and entering the promo code SAFER, S-A-F-E-R. Now, to promote this campaign, to promote the fact Chelsea Green was offering the book at a discounted rate, the publisher went to Facebook to purchase ads. So that individuals can find out about this ad campaign. And Facebook, surprisingly, rejected every ad the publisher sent them. We're up to 8 different variations of the Marijuana Is Safer book ad now that Facebook has rejected, including ads that don't even have a picture of the marijuana leaf or say marijuana is safer, but simply talk about the fact that this is a book and Chelsea Green is offering it at a discounted rate. Now, of course, this is the same social network that has a page dedicated to the Marijuana Is Safer book. It's one of the most popular pages. And in fact, Facebook solicits myself and Steve and Mason, who are administrators of the page, to advertise the book on Facebook. And when we finally tried to, Facebook said they could not run our ads because, quote, the content advertised by this ad is prohibited, end quote. And they really do not elaborate on what that content is and how it violates their standards and practices.
Yeah, and interesting turn of phrase there that it the conduct described in violates, et cetera, et cetera. I read the book a couple of times, and what I took it to be was an examination of scientific facts and statistics, and it wasn't a book that was saying, hey, you ought to go out there and smoke weed. You know, everybody ought to go smoke weed, which I could see, you know, if the book said that, then yeah, you're telling people to do something that's illegal. Maybe they've got some shaky leg to stand on, but really they're saying that this book is bad, describing bad conduct.
Well, it gets even more ridiculous because the most recent ad we submitted contains the following copy. It says, the book Facebook doesn't want you to read. Click here to learn the shocking truth. And there's a censored sign over the cover of the book. Facebook rejected this ad because it said the content, quote, promoted in this ad is not permitted on Facebook. The text of this ad contains language that is not suitable for display on Facebook.
Wow. It's crazy. This is just so crazy because, you know, what are they trying to do in not allowing you to advertise the book to prevent it from getting into people's hands? Okay, but if they got 500,000 likes off of this book, it tells me there's already 500,000 people that have it in their hands. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Paul.
No, and once again, it just epitomizes this schizophrenic attitude that society has regarding marijuana. You know, Russ, you've written about this and talked about this more than anybody. Commercial entities have no problem capitalizing on marijuana. They push shows like Weeds. They do tongue-in-cheek jokes about marijuana. They promote products on 420. But when you want to have a serious discussion about marijuana policy, these same commercial entities talk tail, and they will have nothing to do with the subject.
Yeah, as long as it's verboten, as long as it's naughty, as long as it's society's naughty little secret. We all did it back when we were kids, but we grew up out of that, and to continue to do it is still somehow immoral or reckless or irresponsible. And that's the problem they've got with Marijuana Is Safer, is that it shows that not only can it be a responsible choice that one makes, like one chooses to drink alcohol responsibly, but it might even be the smarter of the two choices. I think that's, you know, it's not the fact that it deals with marijuana, it's that it doesn't demonize marijuana.
Yes, most certainly. I mean, of course, there are literally dozens and dozens of books published about marijuana and focusing on the public policy end of marijuana. There's plenty of books that are published that go out there and try to demonize marijuana. And I can't imagine that those titles would be running into the same censorship from Facebook, the rejection of entities. They're actually trying to put money in the hands of Facebook, the purchase ads that the social network site has actually solicited us to purchase. It makes absolutely no sense. But regardless, you know, our hope is to take a negative, turn it into a positive. I've contacted reporters at Newsweek, the Huffington Post, a number of major media sources who are interested in covering this story, and the hope is that inadvertently more people find out about the book and they find out about the promotional giveaway that's going on this week. Like I said, you can go to chelseagreen.com to learn more about the giveaway, how you can get a copy for $5.99, or ironically enough, you can go to Marijuana Safer's Facebook page to read about both the promotion and this continuing controversy.
Visit the Facebook page to learn all about how Facebook won't let you see the advertisement for the book that you're learning about on the page. Okay, it's not any crazier than anything else we deal with in the drug war, so I suppose we got to live with it. Speaking of the multiple personality disorder of Facebook as an entity, didn't Zuckerberg and a bunch of those guys from Facebook give a lot of donation money, kind of last second, but to the Prop 19 campaign? I mean, who at Facebook is making this decision?
Well, if I recall correctly, I believe it was some of the initial founders of Facebook that did indeed give quite substantial donations to the Proposition 19 California campaign. I don't recall if it was entities that currently work or are in charge of Facebook, but most certainly it was some of the entities that were initially involved in founding the website. Mm-hmm. And that's not surprising. Marijuana generally holds, you know, unusual popularity among individuals who work in the high-tech industry, who are involved in these sort of endeavors. So once again, it's become so perplexing to see Facebook turn around and have this schizophrenic attitude. I mean, literally, they are trying to bar us from talking about a book that Facebook right now conceives is one of the most popular web pages that they have.
Yeah, it's just it's amazing. So I want to give everyone a chance again to get out there to the website. It's chelseagreen.com. Chelsea is C-H-E-L-S-E-A, like you're going to the ocean. Chelsea, right? Chelseagreen, G-R-E-E-N.com. And look for the Marijuana is Safer promo code S-A-F-E-R, Safer. Get yourself a copy for $5.99. Get yourself two copies and give one to someone who desperately needs it. And in fact, our intern, Coleco, weren't you just telling me you had to do a book report on this?
Yeah, I did my book review for my internship on that. And I presented it in my Causes of Peace class as well. So
Paul, you've helped our intern, you know, pass a class here.
Terrific. I'm glad I could help.
Well, Paul Armentano is Normal's deputy director and joins us from time to time to get behind the headlines. And good luck with the book and all future endeavors. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay. Let's talk again soon. Take care.
All right. We come back. Time for a little bit of radical ranting. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
USVI na malgo broke down barrier. Herb is medicine to broke down barrier. Boost the economy and broke down barrier. It's helping other states broke down barrier. Cannabis feel legalized to broke down barrier. Join and speak your voice broke down barrier. We gonna change the law broke down barrier. We got to educate broke down barrier. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know, bigging up USVI normal. Working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a non-profit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
NORML stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yo, what's up? This is Miles from Slightly Stupid. You're listening to Normal Show Live.
And now, another episode of Cannabis Shakespearean Theatre. I am your host, Leonard Pinth-Garnell III. Tonight we revel in the hilarity of acquiring cannabis when miscommunication occurs between the cannabis delivery service and the consumer. The Royal Shakespearean Cannabis Theatre Company presents the classic David's Not Present piece, made famous by Richard Merrin and Thomas Chong. Enjoy.
Hark. Who goes there?
It is I, David. Pray grant me immediate passage, good sir. I come bearing a package of great import.
Hark. Who goes there?
It is I, David, as I previously informed you. Make haste in unlatching this portal, for I believe the constable hath cast his visage upon me. I bring you the package you seek.
'Tis David?
Affirmative, my good man. 'Tis David. Now open this door forthwith.
David's not present.
For Cannabis Shakespearean Theatre, I'm Leonard Pinton.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
Well, you know, I wanted to spend the last bit of time here on the show talking about, you know, what we just spoke with Paul Armentano. This whole idea of Facebook banning ads for marijuana is safer when their page for marijuana is safer already has like 500,000 likes on it. It doesn't make that horse kind of left the barn, don't you think, Facebook? God. This is the typical response that we're getting from this. It's a knee-jerk corporate reaction is what it is. Because as Paul was pointing out here, initially they were solicited for the ad. Initially, somebody down there in sales, somebody working hard in a, you know, middle-level job is saying, hey, you know, this book, hey, check out our stats on this. Come here, Bob. You see the stats on this book? 500,000 likes on this book. Man, we gotta see if these guys will, you know, drop a dime here on some ads for this thing. I mean, I heard, you know, I checked their website. They got a special coming up here. You know, maybe we can get some advertising revenue, you know, make a few bucks. So, you know, I'm sure that's kind of how it went down. And I got my lawn mowing people deciding to mow the lawn today. I apologize. but anyway, now I lost my train of thought. That great work, Russ. Great work. God, I'm sounding like JDR. Anyway, what was I going with this? But they were
The sales department.
Thank you. They were solicited. Thank you. They were solicited for the advertising. And then, you know, this is the way this happens: is somebody in the middle level job, you know, finds this great idea on how to, you know, make some money, and then somebody up above, once that ad comes in, right? Oh, hey, we got the contract. Let's get the contract signed. All right, run this up to the, you know, file this to the management, right? Management sees it and goes, ah, marijuana is safer. My God, we can't take an ad from someone like this. I'm sure that is kind of how this little situation went down. So, and the reason why I'm so sure about this is because this is my story here at Normal Show Live. Let me tell you a little story about CBS Radio. Okay, I originally came to this gig because I had a gig on XM Satellite Radio. I was on the Russ Belville Show, liberal progressive talk radio thing. And I had always had this in my mind of there ought to be a marijuana show or a marijuana network. You know, obviously that's what I wanted to build. But there ought to be a marijuana show. And, you know, I'm going to come back to that because I've got a call coming in, and I believe this is Eric Williams from Campaigns One. So I'm going to add him to the conference here on Skype. We're doing it live. We got a 860 calling in on the Skype line. Is this Eric?
It is. How you guys doing?
Oh, Eric, thank you so much for calling up. I was in the middle of a rant, but it doesn't matter. I was lost my train of thought anyway. I heard the good news out of Connecticut. Give folks an update.
Well, it's not good news. It's great news. We decriminalized small amounts of marijuana today. It's not everything we wanted, but it's just a great news, great step. It was a lengthy debate, but it passed 90-54.
Ooh.
And it's going to go to the governor's desk, and he's going to sign it. It's, as they say, his bill. And he's done a lot of hard work to get this through, as did a lot of great legislators. And when you look at that number, 90-54, you realize that there's a lot of people out there who do get it.
Yeah. So 92-54 in the House, and it was an 18-18 tie in the Senate, broke by the lieutenant governor?
Yes, very dramatic vote. Not many of those. Not many of those.
Yeah. Well, I want to congratulate you on the hard work you've been doing for Connecticut Normal, campaigns1.com.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Sorry, folks.
The growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by...
We are having some problems here in the studio here. Sorry about that, Eric. But I wanted to thank you for all the hard work that you've been doing with Connecticut Normal and campaigns1.com in helping shepherd this bill and build the support for it. It's a great victory for you.
Well, thank you very much. It really, I owe all support to all of the members out there who've worked really hard on this. But I also don't want to, you know, paint too rosy a picture on this. We still have an opportunity to pass medical marijuana. And so all the people who are enthusiastic about this victory, let's do something even bigger. We still have an opportunity, if we can get the Senate to call the bill in the next 6 to 8 hours, then... we can pass that, but the sad thing is we have the votes for it. They just won't call the bill.
So who needs to be contacted on this, and how can our people help you?
Well, anyone who's been getting any of the emails has seen that we really want calls into Senator Don Williams, and he's the Senate president, and he's who we really want to call the bill. And if you give me a second here, I can get his number for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you can call him at 860-240-8634, and there's also an 800 number.
Okay.
That's 800-842-1420, which is ironic. give him a call. Let him know that, just ask him to please call the bill for a vote. If it does get called for a vote, we're confident that it will pass in the Senate. With not only Democrats but Republicans, it will pass easily. And I know the House leadership really wants to get this passed as well. So they'll make sure it gets moved quickly and voted on. But otherwise, a great day and one of the greatest 420s I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. It's great news.
It happened at like 410 or 412, something like that.
Yeah. You know, there is a bit of a bittersweet aspect to this from my point of view. I'm currently in the middle of writing this book on marijuana stats and statistics, and I have all these great maps and graphs of all of the decrim states. Now I got to do them all over. I got to fix them all up. Oh, you guys got to keep passing these laws. my high class problems.
That, but I'll surely take a copy of that fantastic PowerPoint presentation you did on at the conference. I'm still dying to get my hands on that thing.
Hey, you know,
part
of that is included in the book, the Normal Big Book of Marijuana Facts. It will be out July 1st, and I'm taking pre-orders right now. I've got to get the code up on the website to get that, but that'll be available for you. I'll make sure that you get a complimentary copy. My pleasure for all the great work you're doing out there. So
I appreciate that.
So Eric, let's remind people who may have joined us late. We've passed decrim in Connecticut. It's just a formality now for the governor to get it signed because it's his bill. What are the limits of it? What are the amounts that we're talking about? The fines, the amount.
Well, it's sort of graduated steps. It's a half ounce. And if you're caught with a half ounce or less than a half ounce, it's now a misdemeanor, or not a misdemeanor, was a misdemeanor, $1,000 fine, possible jail time, and now it'll be a violation, which is essentially a fine. So you're no longer going to have to answer that question on your job application, have you ever been arrested? You won't be getting arrested.
Right.
Have you been charged with a crime? No, that will be a no. All these persons who are on college loans, federal college loans, are no longer going to be subjected to that question. It's going to be so it's a fine the first time, second time it's a higher fine, third time it's yet a higher fine, and there's also graduated steps for minors. So mm-hmm. All minors are still going to have to go to court, but seek treatment, and they'll deal with that another way. Connecticut Normal supported that. I know Normal is all about the responsible marijuana use, and we agree with that. We pushed that in the legislature and said, look, rational, we can deal with this. We don't want our kids making adult decisions. So
yeah.
We supported it.
That is such great news. We are so glad to hear about the reform in Connecticut. Decrim, just a signature away and a formality at that. I'll get to work on coloring up the maps. I look forward to coloring more of those states.
I appreciate that.
Eric Williams is with campaigns1.com. That's WON, campaigns1.com, and Connecticut Normal. And if you want more information on getting involved with Connecticut Normal, you can send me an email at stash@normal.org. Or ewilliams@campaigns1.com. So, Eric, again, thanks for calling in and helping us ad-lib this today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, folks, stay tuned for Toker Talk Radio Hour 2. We'll see what else we can mess up in the rest of the show. We're having a good time, though. For Coleco the Intern and Cannabis Carry, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.